as we think about having our Christmas get-togethers with family and friends, let's not forget that there's a time of trust and thankfulness for God, with God. So let me just share this little devotional, and then we'll look at your prayer requests. If you think about it, trust and thankfulness will get you safely through this day, through any day. Trust protects you from worrying and obsessing. Thankfulness keeps you from the sister sins of criticism and complaint. My wife and I are fighting a battle of ants in the kitchen. We've tried all the different things, those little ant trap things. They don't go near them. We used Dave's idea of putting out the sweetener. They didn't like it. They had little signs marching. We want sugar. It's crazy. I don't know. They're little tiny ants. So and they're kind of stupid. I was watching a couple of them just going around, and they ran right into each other, head on, boom. What? So anyway, she had the powder out. Looked like we were coke dealers or something, you know, the powder, white powder spread out on the counter. And so she came up the other day, and I didn't know what she was talking about, but she says, "I've become cynical and vindictive." I said, "What?" She says, "Yeah, I grabbed up one of those ants and I put him into the powder and I screwed, moved him around in it." You know, it's not too hard to get at the end of your wits about things and just feel critical, complaining. When you put them together, your trust and thankfulness must be centered on God. We see the world using the concept of thankfulness as such a general thing, little known concepts of turning thanksgiving into just a general blessing attitude. But it must be centered on God. And this is a choice that you'll have thousands of times a day. This is not something that rarely comes up. This is where something happens and you may make the choice of trust and thankfulness 1,000 times a day. The more you choose to trust, the easier it becomes. Thought patterns of trust become etched into your brain. So center your thinking on God, and your troubles are pushed to the sides of your mind rather than right in the forefront. When you center, focus on God then. Let your thoughts be of Him. Trusting your concerns will be met perfectly by God. That's what you can focus on. He will not load you with more than you can properly handle. He will not deprive you of what you really need. Then you are encouraged in thankfulness. This is the idea that as you're trusting Him is rewarded, you turn to Him in thanksgiving. Psalm 141:8. "But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord." Who is he looking at? See, who is he looking to? God himself. "In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute." Literally, "make not my soul bare." 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we all with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord." This is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord," or of the Lord the Spirit. Colossians 2:6-7. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted. Here's how you received him. Here's how you can walk in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So rooted, built up in him, not just in doctrine. In him, the personal relationship, and then abounding with thanksgiving. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus. Why? He's the author or the beginner and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set down before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look unto him and follow that example. Think of his challenges. Think of what it would meant if he had turned in criticism and complaint and just sent Sodom and Gomorrah on different villages, you know? But for the joy on the other side of it all, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and as a result, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That wasn't the reward, sitting down at the throne of God. That was the rest after the work. The joy that was set before him was salvation of mankind. And 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. That's enough. See, it's not going to be too much. He's not going to be bothered. He cares for you. That's a very personal thing, isn't it? He cares for you. So, trust and thankfulness. Work toward thankfulness by your trust.